Well, good morning and happy Monday to you. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. This is an amazing day that the Lord has made, and the Word of God declares that we should rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't know about you, but I am rejoicing on this rather rainy day, but it's a good day to be alive. And I'm just signing in momentarily. I am not podcasting in this season of my life. There's so much going on, but I determined, because I worked so diligently for over 2 years and I invested so much time and even money and resources into starting this podcast and growing it to over 15 platforms, I just decided that I would keep it open. And so periodically, I will just post something to keep it active. And so what I was doing, I've been up since after 6 this morning. These days, I rarely sleep past 5 or 6 o'clock. And I'm already up doing things. I'm in and I'm out and I'm on the go. And it's just so much that I have to do during the day. And so my mornings are usually pretty busy, but I usually try to get up and pray and read before I, you know, do much of anything else. And so that's what I was doing earlier this morning. And I was continuing in a book that I've been reading for the past week. I am still in, you know, school, my online classes. I'm on my 4th class. And so there's a lot of videos and a lot of reading with that. But in my personal studies, I've actually just purchased a lot of new books. And so I started with Prophetic Forecast by Prophet Joshua Giles. I've heard him a few times on YouTube in the past, and the book looked interesting, so I picked it up, and I've been, you know, reading that throughout the course of the week when I have time. So I was, you know, reading through it, and I came across a scripture that I wanted to pause and look up. You know, he talked about how we give voice to our angels through God's word, Psalm 103, verse 20. And I paused there for a little bit because I wanted to look it up in my Hebrew Greek Bible and just do a quick word study on some of the words that he was talking about. But then I got back to reading, and he was talking about a lot of the changes coming in our world today in the areas of media, you know, various forms of media. And he talked a little bit about, you know, podcasting and some of the, you know, the avenues that will become the norm that God will use in this time. And it made me think about my podcast. And so I just decided to take a break, because I've been telling myself these last several days that I come in and I, you know, sign on and, you know, just post something, you know, because I want for this platform to stay active and to stay open. And so I didn't do it. And then I just put the book down. I just said, okay, let me go on upstairs and just go ahead and do this. And so that's basically what I wanted to do. I don't even want to get into, you know, a topic or anything. There's so much in my heart right now. And I have some business opportunities that have opened up. And so I've been really busy. One of the things I can say, this is, I guess, a pleasure more so, but these past few weeks, I had been going through our closets, all of the closets in our home, And I've been giving away a lot of things that, you know, we just don't need, stuff that I just don't want anymore. And I was just taking my time, just, you know, going through everything. This is something I've been doing for many, many years, even when my older children were young, you know. And so I was gathering up, and I've gotten like bags of things together. I've taken a few to a former church that I used to work and minister at, dropped that off over last weekend. And I had one in my trunk, and I have some stuff downstairs, and I had a pile of things that I didn't necessarily want to give away. And so I put that, you know, in my pile to sell, along with, you know, when I set up, I have some things to do this fall where we're going to go. And I have my, you know, my books that are on Amazon. My son has his paintings and drawings. I have, you know, my Tava products. I have some jewelry and things like that that I want to set up and sell. I just didn't want to give away some of these items. They cost a good amount of money. Some of it is just really, really good stuff. So I had that pile together, and I said, well, this gives me an excuse to go out and do some shopping. You know, women, we love to shop. And, you know, it gives me an excuse to go ahead, and I'm playing, I'm repeating. This is a song on my son's SoundCloud page under SMNS in all caps, entitled Mangoes. And it just so happens my youngest son Christian loves mangoes, his father also, but they are always eating mangoes, and I just really do not like the taste of mangoes, but I like the song. So I want to let this play while I'm talking here. And you know, I pretty much have given away, I'm going to say 85 to 90% of things that especially were in my closets. And so, you know, it was things that I was holding on to, and I was saying, oh, you know, the summertime, I'll get into this. You know how we do that. I just said, you know what? This is the season. I'm clearing out everything that is not serving a purpose. I don't care if it has a price tag on it, because some things do. I had bags that I hadn't used, and I just wanted to clear out everything. And so I did. And then I guess I'll say I kind of put the law of attraction to work, and I'm not advocating the law of attraction. I am not even talking about it from the standpoint that a lot of people talk about, you know, oh, just do this and say this and say these affirmations and this will manifest or whatever. There's a scripture in the Word of God, in the book of Luke. I can't think of the chapter right now. But it talks about giving. I believe it's chapter 6. Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over with good measure, shall it be measured back out to you. So, you know, and a lot of these secular principles really are based on the Word of God anyway. Like, I purchased years ago, actually a couple copies, because I gave them away, of As a Man Thinketh. And, you know, that is a scripture in Proverbs that talks about as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And a lot of people take that out of context. But anyway, so we have all of these principles, and people talk about, oh, the universe. No, there's a God of the universe, a God who created the universe. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It tells us that everything was created by God. And I just happen to believe that. And so, but I did test some things, and what I did was, I had been giving, I had been, you know, looking for opportunities to be a blessing to, you know, either individuals, or, you know, I wanted to sow into my school, you know, that I do the courses with, you know, I wanted to donate to them. And so I did that. And then I went to a lady who is on the streets. She's I don't really know her situation, but she has actually a SUV, and it's just loaded up with all kinds of, you know, stuff. And then she has all these letters posted on her car. So I told myself, I said, when I go back up that way, because sometimes I go to the gas station there, I said, I'm going to, you know, be a blessing to her. And so I stopped and I handed her something, and she started to kind of tell me her circumstances. And I can tell right away that she's not really in the right frame of mind. You know, I just spoke a few things to her, and I actually was on my way to a service, so I really couldn't stay there and listen to the whole story that she wanted to tell me about this conspiracy. But I did that, and I said a prayer for her, and I just went on. And there was something else that I did. And so I didn't say a word about it. I didn't even mention it to my husband. My grandmother used to talk all the time about, you don't always have to let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. And she'd add, long as you're not doing anything wrong, you know, God knows. And then there's a scripture that talks about, you know, what we do in secret, God will reward openly. And so I did that. Now, there's a reason I'm speaking of it, because it ended up manifesting and coming back in an unexpected way. And so I didn't say anything to my husband about it. I packed up. This was all the same week, these last 2 weeks. I packed up all of these clothes. I put things down in the living room. He actually took them in to the church, you know, the bags or whatever, gave away. I told him, you know, what that stuff was, and I'm getting it out of here. And so I never said anything about the donations, you know, money that I mailed. Actually, my son mailed some money of his to a favorite ministry that he listens to. And so this was all within 2 weeks. And then, you know, my husband had already bought me some things, new watch, glasses, and stuff like that. I didn't mention anything about my clothes. And then he just says, you know what, I'm going to buy you some new clothes. He just said it out the blue. And I said, wow, really? He said, yeah, I just want to get you some new stuff. And I said, this is interesting. And then I told him, you know, what happened and how I'd been getting us this stuff together. And I was getting ready to go out and buy some, you know, new clothes. I basically need a new wardrobe now. And so he ended up giving me extra and took me shopping. And I found some things. And then I've gone out a few more times. At first, I couldn't find anything. I've been going to different malls and stuff. But these last couple trips have been fruitful, and I found a lot of stuff that, you know, I now want to wear. And so I saw that, I cracked up about that, because I was like, this was not even my intention. But the law of attraction talks about when you put your intentions out there. Well, my intentions were, as usual, I just wanted to be a blessing. And if I'm not using these things, and these are good items, this is good stuff, I know that someone else can use it. I usually sometimes give stuff to our local thrift stores and stuff, but they turn around and they sell that stuff, and that's fine. Sometimes I don't care about that, but then sometimes I just say, you know what? No, I just want to give this to someone who will give it and be a blessing to someone. And so that's what I did. And in turn, God ended up turning around and blessing me behind it. And even my son, even Christian, received some blessings. He's had his YouTube channel for a year now. And his sister and his brother, the one whose music I'm playing here, they both sent him $80 each on his Cash App to encourage him about his channel and support him. And so I told him, I said, you didn't even think about that when they did that. You didn't even think about the fact that you're a blessing, and you give and you do. And, you know, he even went out and he treated me to lunch, and he bought me an earring and a necklace set. So he's a very giving child, and he gets it back in so many different ways. I think his father just about spoils him more than I do, but then it's his siblings. And so we've been seeing some good things coming back, and that's the season that I've been in and that I've been walking in. And I understand and I know that things are so different. It is a totally different world. I don't know about you. I'm half a century, actually a little more now. And I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of changes. I've seen a lot of things come and go and people come and go. And, you know, there are many people in my life, I'm sure in your life, many people who once were here. I've been thinking a lot about my mother and my brother lately and some different things. I started writing a little book. It's like a little memoir for me. And it's surrounding my mother's love for food. And I titled it, I haven't released it. It's just on my laptop right now, but I've been working on it. And it says, it's my Philly style recipes that my mother loved and would have if she were still alive. And so I have a lot of personal stories and anecdotes surrounding, you know, the various foods that she loved. And then I go ahead and I type out some of my recipes. So it's been making me think about a lot of things. And I was thinking about, you know, all of the hurt, all of the pain, all of the various seasons where I walked through things, the hurts, the betrayals, friends lost and things like that. It's been some long, heavy seasons that I've had to endure. But then my mind went back to the scripture in Psalm 35 that I spoke over my husband's best friend's funeral years ago, where it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I really do feel and sense and see how the winds have changed. And sometimes I wake up and I'm just like, it's just peace all around. And I just begin to thank God. I thank you for, I know that there's a lot going on and I know that things will never be the way that they were, but I thank you for where we are now. I thank you for what's going on. There's been a cleansing. There's been a purging. There have been things and, you know, changes that have come about. And as many people are, I'm still in a season of transition. So much has changed in my life, but what I've done is I've stopped struggling with it. I've stopped worrying about it. I stopped questioning. I'm not going to say I completely stopped questioning God. Some days I do say, okay, Lord, what's up with this? Where are we going with this? But I have truly, through the years, learned how to trust in the Lord. And I say, okay, well, I don't understand all of this, but if this is what you say, if this is what your will is, then so be it. I'm yielding. I'm not struggling with this anymore. It's not worth it. I'm not struggling with people. I'm not struggling with or in relationships anymore. You know, Tyler Perry said something in one of his plays years ago that it always stuck with me, but we don't always follow it, even if it is wisdom and we hear it and we know it. We don't always do it. And so his words were, when people show you who they are, believe it. I'm learning more and more how to trust and believe the signs. And so what that has enabled me to do is not struggle with letting things go or letting people go. And it's like, I love you. As my grandmother used to tell me, you can love people. Even she said, even family. My grandmother told me that. She said, the wonderful thing about family is you know who they are. You know who you're dealing with. You know who you grew up with. You can love that person. She would say, but handle them with a long-handled spoon, baby. Somebody has done you wrong. You forgive them. That's your obligation. But you don't have to be foolish and let them back into your life to do the same or the worst. And so I've learned how to handle people with long-handled spoons. You don't hear from me, doesn't mean that I don't love you. I still pray for people. I think about people, but I keep it moving. And I'm just so grateful to God for the peace in my life. I truly understand and have come to understand the verse of scripture that says that he will give you perfect peace that passes all understanding. And that's where I am. And so as I am ending this, I just want to greet you this morning. I just want to send blessings and peace your way this morning. I don't know who you are. I cannot see you. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what you may be struggling with, or you may be like me. It may be a busy season. Hopefully it's a productive season, because this is a really productive season in my life. In fact, at some point in this morning, my son and I are going to take some of my podcast recordings off of Reset Today, which I no longer record. And we're going to kind of doctor them. I have to put them back together because YouTube separated them. But I'm going to post them either on YouTube or, you know, my podcast here. I'm really hoping that I can get them recorded and placed on this, because that'll just be more episodes that I will not have to record. But every day, and I'm just grateful that I'm back in a position to be able to study and read. I'd been away from this vibe for so long through the distractions through the previous years. And it just feels good to be able to get up in the morning and just have total peace. And sometimes I'm reading at night, or I read a little bit before I go to bed, or sometimes I can't sleep and I'll just get up and say, okay, let me just open up the word. I might grab a flashlight or, you know, my phone, and I just read for a while. And so I'm glad to be back in that vein, because that keeps me more so grounded and centered, where I'm not anxious about anything. I know that things are coming. Things are coming nationally, as Prophet Giles is saying. You know, he's forecasting a lot in this book, and it is a lot to absorb and take in. But we know that things aren't just going to stay the way that they are. We are nearing the end times. And so my word and my encouragement to you this morning, whoever you are, whoever you may be, whether you hear this now or in a few days or a few weeks or a few months, because the beautiful thing about podcasting, especially when you built up, you know, episodes, is that they're going to be there. And so the podcast that I recorded over two years ago, they're still there. It's just a matter of people hitting the play button. The message is always going to be there. Once I upload this, it becomes concrete. And so I'm really hoping that whatever is going on in your life today, or in the lives of your family, your children, I really do hope that it's good, that it's well with you, that everything will turn. If you belong to the Prince of Peace, if you are one of the King's kids, then you know, as the word says, and I know, and I've come to know even more, that no matter what the situation is, it's already working together for my good. I don't have to worry about what anybody is trying to do. Yes, I have some people in my life that still haven't gotten the message that I'm not fighting against her. This is God I'm fighting against. And I step to the side. I pray. I do what I'm supposed to do. And as long as I'm not engaging or trying to fight back, because the word says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. I'm not spending my days worrying about what anybody is doing out here, because I've come to realize, and I hope that you do as well, time is just too short. It's just too short for the nonsense. So I pray that your day is blessed. I pray that your week is blessed. I pray that you will get the solution to whatever it is you're trying to figure out. And I pray that everything will work for your good. You be blessed.